We're looking for what it's going to take to see our children saved. And we're looking for what it's going to take to see people begin to be healed. And we're striving and fighting and keep on coming and keep on praying, wondering what it's going to take to be able to continue in the work that God is doing. And I want you to know tonight that no church is going to stand without the anointing of God.
Come on,
somebody. No church. I don't care how much that you advertise. I don't care how much money you throw in the radio. How much you say word of mouth. No church will prosper without the anointing of God. We need to see more times when we're fighting in the altar, trying to wring that old devil off our back, and hoping that a song's going to soothe our spirit. Amen. I long for the day when we're able to come together in one mind and one voice and be able to realize that it's by His anointing that we're strengthened.
Right.
And that we stop fighting it so hard just to allow ourselves to feel presence in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil has blown us way too long on the comforts of life and what people have begun to tell us, trying to get us to stray away from the path of the anointing. Trying to get us to turn our backs from the very roots of what brought us out. But I encourage you, if you have the presence of the Lord deep down in your heart, to dig deep with me right now. Hallelujah. If you've got to shut your eyes, I encourage you to do so. If you've got to stand up and shout, I encourage you to do so. But it's time that we get our natural, our flesh out of the way and allow the presence of God to begin to move. Listen, I could preach all night to you, but unless you get into the presence of God for yourself, you'll never hear a word I say. You'll never hear a song that's sung. It won't touch your life unless you break down the natural of what's inside of you. Hallelujah. What's it going to take? How far are we going to have to go?
Hallelujah.
How far down the road must we travel before we break down in our heart and say, God, take me? Everybody goes through struggles. You'll have great attendance. You'll have small attendance. But you know the one thing that never changes? God.
Amen.
God's always there.
Yes, He is.
Oh, I feel such an anointing.
God
is there.
Yes.
For us to bind together one with another and to bless each other by the Spirit of God, to sow into one another, to provide love, nourishment for one another. Hallelujah. I'd rather see people walk out blessed.
Yeah.
You got your Bible. Hold it up with me tonight. I want you to get a good grip on that with your hand and hold it really tight. I want you to realize that your gateway to the anointing of God is through His Word.
Yes.
Notice we don't have a songbook up here.
No, that's right.
We are begotten by the Word of God.
Yeah.
If you're not putting enough of that in you, it's going to be hard to feel the anointing so freely. It's going to be hard to get past people staring at you wondering what you're going to do. I don't know what everybody else came here to do tonight, but I came to sow some Word into your life so that when tomorrow comes and preacher can't be there, that God will stir your heart.
Amen.
If you want to turn in your Bible, you can turn to the book of Daniel.
Blessing, Lord.
In the 6th chapter. We're going to start in the 7th verse tonight. I'm going to speak very plain about what you're seeing right now.
Yeah.
If your children or young people are confused about what's going on right now, we're not teaching them enough.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're not teaching them enough. If they're confused about the benefits and the purposes of the anointing and the Spirit, they're not being taught like they should be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
They need to see more people slain out.
Yeah.
Total, complete surrender. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Come on, Jerry.
We're going to have to get into a state of surrender before we see great things begin to come to pass.
That's right.
Now, Daniel, in this, I've just been going through the book of Daniel lately. God has blessed me so much with so many little nuggets that's given me strength. But when you start in the 7th verse, there were some people that was beginning to come against him. He had just interpreted a dream that was literally wrote on the wall by a hand that came down. And that man asked David to interpret it. He interpreted this, and he was later on slain. So they appointed another man. And this man, needless to say, reminds me of how we are at times.
Come on.
Persuaded by the world on one day and then drawn to God on another. Influenced by the world on one day, drawn back to God the next. Living in a high time one day, next day feeling so forsaken. Up and down, on the mountain, in the valley. I don't know if anybody else has been living that way. It gets really old to go through the ups and downs of life. God can make your way stable. And He can cause your life as you walk in the anointing.
Come on.
To be blessed.
Yes.
I don't care what it is you're going through. All the ups and downs that's going on. It is God's intention for you to prosper.
Amen.
And be in good health. Oh, I thank you, Lord. So let's open up and read this tonight. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know that you're blessed?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 7 says, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Thus, bringing in the part where Daniel was going to have one of his greatest tests. But what I want to preach to you tonight is not in the lion's den. It's in the very moment that he knew that the decree was made.
Yeah.
We'll be real honest with you tonight. When we have to live out in life and are in the environments of the world, hearing people speak negative thoughts, hearing people speak hopeless just over everything, it gets hard. But what was one of the first things that came of it when he realized that a decree went out against his God? He prayed.
Yeah.
He prayed. He prayed continually.
Yeah.
And we're looking for what we need to do to be able to stand up to the enemy and to stand up to everything that's going on. The best way that you can fight against the devil is when you begin to pray. The best way that you can overcome the enemy is when you begin to pray. There is nothing that can stand in the way of your life as you continue in prayer.
Come on, bless you.
And when I hear this decree that was proclaimed by that king at that time, it reminds me of how the world is trying so hard to come against the people of God. Reminds me of how they're trying to shut down prayer in government and prayer in schools and prayer pretty much anywhere but in the sanctuary of God. And even then, we're getting a little too delicate to allow God to be able to mold us. Now hear that decree. The one thing that he did was fall to his face and pray. And I thank God that in my hardest battles, as I sought him and I prayed, that he blessed abundantly. Now we've been in many places and preached many places.
Come on, Jerry.
Faced many battles.
Bless.
The best thing that I ever found that brought me out of it was prayer. And no matter what the decree or the proclamation was that was against him, he turned his face to God. He was not afraid. He was not weary. He was not confused. Didn't have any doubt in his heart. He'd already been brought through two of what I would feel is the toughest interpretations to be read in the Word of God. No doubt, when the world's pressure begins to weigh upon us, it would cause us to be weak and weary in what's going on in our Christian life and our walk with God. And no doubt, sometimes we'll get that feeling of up and down. But I encourage you tonight as you hear this and understand where we're coming from, that when the Word of God manifests and ministers to you, as you go out of here and begin to pray and seek God, it's going to be hard sometimes to fall to your face, even when it's tough, when you feel weary. But as you pray continually, God is making preparation for what's ahead of you.
Yes.
Sometimes we can't see it.
No.
Sometimes we can't feel it yet. And sometimes we don't know where it's going to come from.
Come on, bless you.
But as we see God, He is making a way of preparation against the powers of the enemy. And we're looking for our churches to grow and to prosper. And we're thinking, Lord, what must I do to draw people to you? And as you pray and seek him, it'll cause an anointing and a love of God to rise up in your heart. And it'll cause you to minister in ways you never thought that you could.
Bless him, Lord.
When Daniel knelt down and began to pray, you know what he was doing? He was taking his stand.
Amen. Yeah.
He was demonstrating that irregardless of any decree of this world or the influence of high power that would speak against him, that he was going to stand for God.
Yes.
So the message I want to preach to you tonight is this. Where are you going to stand when the world's pressures weigh heavy upon you? When are we going to begin to take a stand and understand that God is with us? There's no better time than today to know that he's there.
That's right.
And as we begin to seek God more and closer, I feel more.
Come on.
More than we seek him,
yes.
There is no battle that we will not come through.
That's right. Come on.
Oh, you may still be sick and wonder where the healing is, but look around and see the blessings that God has given you.
Jared,
and know that there has to be some form of hardship for God to test us, to try us, to prove us, to see if we're going to take a stand.
Yes.
Now the world is trying to shut down everything that we have known and grown up in about the anointing and the Spirit of God and the gifts and the callings that are in our life. But the only way that the world is ever going to know that you mean business is when you take a stand when the world will come against you. There's not going to come a day when the world's going to come in and be ready to worship with you. They're going to have to see you stand up for something. That means when everybody else is praising God and the enemy's raging all around you, that something will begin to open up and come alive in you. It'll cause you to praise God whether anybody else does or not.
Yes.
Many people are afraid to operate in the ministry of God and preach anymore because they don't want to face persecution.
That's right.
But listen, chances are if you're going through persecution, you're on the right path. Because you're going to have to face some things and take a stand for how you believe in God, for him to take care of you in things that was ahead.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. If we can get some people bold enough to believe that they're going to come through no matter what decree they put out there, he can put you in a den of lions, or he can put you in a pit of fire, but God's going to take care of you either way. The one thing that I feel like the church is lacking in, more than anything, it's not the knowledge of the Word of God, because listen, we can have clothing contests. There's even a game show for how much you know of the Bible now. But there's no doubt in my mind that we have the head knowledge of understanding the Word of God. And we have some of the talents, which is a byproduct of God, and sing wonderfully, and teach wonderfully, can operate in some things wonderfully. But the one thing that we need to do more is to operate in prayer.
Amen.
Daniel didn't have any great big army. He didn't have any great big force that was going to represent when he stood up for himself and what he believed. What he had was faith to know that God was with him.
Amen.
So he not only took a stand and prayed once, but he was praying three times a day until they came for him.
Yes.
We need some three times a day prayer warriors restored.
Yes.
And we need our children to hear the voice of prayer in our life. And you'd be surprised how much that it will bless you to hear your companion call out for God. And you'd be surprised how much it'll bless you just to call together a prayer meeting and hear nothing but the voices of the saints calling together. I've never felt more empowered than I have when I prayed. I've never felt more bold than when I got down and cried out to God. Never felt so much strength before in all my life than when I did when I called out on him. And every time that I've knelt down and prayed, God has been there. And I praise him to know that whether we're in the lion's den, whether we're in that fire, or whether the world's influence tries to weigh heavy, that we're still going to come through it anyway. So they made the decree and brought Daniel to the king. And this king was easily influenced by everybody that was around him. Because when they put Daniel in the lion's den, and he broke the stone to close it, he didn't bring any music into his room. He sent everybody away. And he was restless. No doubt it was heavy on his mind what was going on. And when I think about all the ones that we're standing in the gap for, that we want saved, that we want delivered, that we want changed, we want to see change, we want to feel change, we want to feel more of him. We want to draw closer to God. Conviction is a byproduct of prayer. When you call out for him in a deeper way, the more you seek God, the more the people will begin to be troubled. Won't have to beg him to come to church. You call out on God in confidence, and he's going to fight your battles. The more that you pray and seek him, you'll begin to see what you're putting before him be taken care of. And what I want to sow into you tonight is this, that when you pray, you're stirring the gifts of the anointing in your life. And when we come into church and it feels like the same old thing, chances are we didn't seek like we should have before we got there.
It's true.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of going through service after service just trying to fight for a few. If we were falling down and praying like we should be before we got here, you would enter into the gates
with thanksgiving.
And you come in feeling God already
healed.
That he was taking care of you.
Amen.
You wouldn't have to wait on the preacher to try to preach you into the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't have to wait for singing to try to soothe your spirit. You'll come ready to bless somebody else. And you'll be ready to go out, prepared to reach those that are lost. And I want you to be reminded that the power of the anointing is a very mighty thing. And it is the only thing that's going to convict people. We can write a song so eloquently that the words would bring them to tears, but it will not convict them.
It's true.
It will not draw them. They are drawn by the anointing that lives in you. When you take a stand and say, devil, get behind me. I'm serving the Lord. When people would come against you and try to silence your ministry, when you take a stand, God will surely bless you. And I'm so thankful to testify to you that I've been in many hardships. And when I was first starting out to preach, I had every influence and every voice telling me that it's not worth the try. And it's not worth the journey. And I had people, at times when I preached before, I've had churches come against me. I've had deacons come against me. I've had people just straight up walk up to me and say they didn't like a word I said. And hallelujah, I've been through a lot. But every time that I seek God, I feel the confidence of his anointing to know that he's going to take care of everything that's ahead of me. I don't know about you, but I cannot foresee tomorrow. And I don't know what's to come. But as we call out on God and seek him deeper for more, it's going to be more than just trying to fight for a few. You'll begin to be established in what God's doing. And he will bless you abundantly. But just remember, as we go on as a church at 13th Street and you all continue in the work that you're doing, pray much. It'll cause you to come in and do more than you ever thought you would. Pray much, and God will prepare you for what is ahead. An angel came and shut those lions' mouths.
Yes.
Daniel, I'm sure, may have been a little bit afraid, but can you imagine the confidence to know when he beheld that angel in his presence? No matter what we're sitting in, no matter what mess the devil is trying to throw our way, as we pray and seek God more, he's going to take care of us. Mm-hmm. He will bring you through all these trials. He'll save your children. He'll deliver them from present bondage. And if you want to continue as a body of believers, you've got to have the anointing. You've got to have the Spirit of God, and that comes through prayer and breaking down yourself and saying, God, take my life, take my issues, I surrender them to you. And when you do that, God will take you through it all. And he'll be with you through it all. And you'll see yourself be more than just a receiver, but you'll begin to be a giver. Lord, what can I do for you? God, how can I help? Lord, what can I say? He calls you to do things you never thought you'd do. And hallelujah. I thank him tonight for his presence. I praise him for what he's going to do. I know that as you all begin to see God more, you are going to see the Lord's hand begin to move.
Hallelujah.
Don't be weary. God sent me to this place to tell you to not be weary. To seek him. Get back in a season of seeking. A season of prayer. Let God draw you closer. I appreciate your attention.
Nice.
Be praying for our churches that we begin to see the hand of God moving. Lately, God's just been blessing so wonderfully people that we've never seen coming from everywhere that we know and getting help. And that only comes by spending time with him, even when you're not at church. Spending time with God and reading the Word and letting it speak to you. If you need direction, seek his Word. If you need counsel, seek his Word. Pray, and God will lead you. Are you blessed tonight?